We've all done it. You drive by the dealership and a certain car catches your eye. Maybe it's the color, maybe it's the sleek style. Whatever the reason, you picture yourself driving it down the road. Hi, this is Jordan Brass at First Bank Hampton. It's time to stop dreaming and take that first step in getting yourself behind the wheel of a new vehicle. At First Bank Hampton, you'll get friendly local service with competitive rates and affordable terms. So go ahead, stop and look at that new or pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup, then let us help you finance your dream vehicle. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you will hear a featured interview from the Radio On The Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Good afternoon. On today's Radio On The Go Newsmaker program, we are joined by Butler County Engineer John Reichert is with us. We wanted to talk to John today about a recent report that came out that shows that Iowa is now number one in the country for deficient bridges. And we wanted to bring John on to talk about more of the local angle today. And John, can you again explain to our listeners about what you and your department are responsible for as far as bridges, about how many do you have and how are they doing these days?
Butler County, we have 243 bridges according to the federal highway definition, which is 20 foot in length or more. So when, for purposes of these reports, when you hear about structurally deficient bridges in the U.S., it's usually pulling it from that report. We do have other structures that are shorter that don't factor into that. Generally speaking, we're talking about bridges that are longer than 20 feet, and we have 243 classified in that category, Butler County. Of that, we're 44 that are considered structurally deficient at their last inspection. We're right in the, I guess, the general average in Butler County relative to the state. Upper teens, 17-18% of our bridges are considered that structurally deficient.
The bridges that you guys have, how often are they inspected?
Do an inspection every 24 months or more frequently if there's something that warrants. The newer bridges, we do have some opportunities to extend those if, say, a new concrete bridge. Once we've had a series of successful 24-month inspections, we're able to push those out to 4 years and 5 years as long as there isn't anything that's concerning to us on those. Generally speaking, as a rule, we have every 24 months we're looking at these bridges.
When they talk about bridges that are structurally deficient, they always come back to there's like a handful of things that they look at when you guys look at these bridges. What are a couple of those?
Well, some of the things that we're looking at is just the integrity of the materials that the bridge is constructed of. So whether it's a timber bridge or a steel bridge or a concrete bridge, you know, one of the main elements that we look at is the deck. You know, a timber deck would wear down over time, and that may be a cause for a bridge to be considered structurally deficient because we start with a 3-inch bridge plank, and over time it may wear to 2.5 or to 2. It's still a safe bridge, you know, all those things. It's still able to carry the load to a point, and then that's why we're inspecting. And once it gets to that point, then we either need to do some weight postings or, you know, replacement of timber, for example. Some of the other things aren't as easy for us to replace would be some of the concrete abutments and piers and piling. If those things start to, over time, they deteriorate, they age, especially due to road salts and things on our paved system. And sometimes will wear out that concrete. So those things we're watching. And often, and here, structurally deficient, it really sounds very bad. It doesn't mean that the bridge is unsafe. It just means that something about the bridge needs to have a little extra care given, whether it's an inspection or a repair, monitoring, those types of things. It doesn't necessarily automatically mean that that bridge is unsafe.
The bridge work that you've been doing the last couple of years, have you been replacing so many a year, or how have you been doing that?
Our goal is to attempt to replace a number every year. I think pending on the year and the other priorities within the county, strive to get 5 or 6 local bridges. That would be bridges that are maybe 50 foot in length or shorter that we try to get replaced with our own bridge crew. That's one of the strategies that we use, is we employ a bridge crew in our road department. So their responsibility throughout the construction season is maintenance and repair and building new bridges. So that's one thing we're doing, is trying to get 5 or 6 of those every year. And then depending on the year, maybe 1 or 2 contractor built bridges. And those are going to be probably on your paved roads, concrete bridges, bridges or large box culverts. So yeah, we're trying to stay ahead of it, and I think we do a pretty good job of hitting this number and picking them off the list when we talk about a structurally deficient bridge. In the meantime, we're inspecting bridges, and we may pick up another bridge on the other side. We think we gain a bit, but that all, you know, is relative to the number of dollars we have to spend.
Just leading me to my next question. It always takes money, funding. What have you seen the last couple of years? I know you guys can get so much like from the federal and state level.
Dedicated bridge fund or allotment based on formula. So every county in the state has received some bridge funding via formula, and that formula would include population, number of roads, miles, bridge deck area, traffic counts, all these types of things that kind of maybe fine-tunes that formula for a specific county. But generally, every county has some money to use on their bridges. The number of bridges in Butler County, we are, as a rule, receiving about $500,000 to $550,000 annually for this bridge fund. That's typically spent on contractor bridges, I would say. We spend local tax dollars on the other side. Our goal is to get in the neighborhood of $1 million a year on the bridges.
Any other alternatives? Obviously, you can always close a bridge down. There are other techniques that you guys can use. I see a lot more. These culverts are being used these days.
Yes, there's a couple of different strategies there as well. I mean, there's some of my colleagues have been using a lot of rail cars, other types of structures on their lower volume roads. We've used some 9 to 10 foot diameter tank cars for large culverts in a few different areas. It's a good thing to be able to branch out and reuse those things. For tank cars, for example, they're 3/8 thick, half inch thick steel, which is thicker than our corrugated metal pipes. So it should last much longer than the big pipes that we'd be putting in. Other things that we would do, maybe it would be a different type of an abutment or a different type of a slab. County engineers are always looking for other ways to stretch those dollars, I guess.
From your standpoint, what would be the optimal way that you would like to see things go? I mean, we hear all this talk about infrastructure funding and everything else, but for a county like Butler County, what would be ideal to help with the situation?
One of the things that we hear a lot about the last couple of years is competitive grants, and I actually think that that is not a good thing for us in Butler County. I would rather see us on some formula-based funding so that we have a known amount of money so we can plan for years into the future and not rely on a competitive grant where we may spend time, you know, competing with another county in Iowa or competing with another county in another state for bridge funding. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of people in Butler County or in rural Iowa, so sometimes we miss out on some of that grant funding. You know, we're trying everything we can. We've got a couple of, you know, folks at the DOT that are working hard to help us get some of these grants. One of the latest one is a RAISE grant, and that is Rebuilding American Infrastructure with Sustainability and Equity. And this would help fund some of those hard-to-fund bridges. As I mentioned earlier, we receive maybe $500,000 to $600,000 a year as a county from federal bridge money. Some of these bridges, river bridges, might cost $2 to $3 million or more. So you're talking about utilizing 4 or 5 years worth of bridge funding to build that large river bridge. Those types of bridges are hard to fund because in the meantime, you have several other bridges that are deteriorating while you're banking that money.
All right. Well, our thanks to John Reihard, today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is also a part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
Pack up the car, set the navigation, and get ready to begin your next adventure. Hi, this is Carol Sandersfeld with First Bank Hampton. Whether you're traveling across the state or to a unique destination, it's a great time to hit the road and explore the sights. When you use your First Bank Hampton debit card now through September 30th, you will automatically be entered for a chance to win a $500 Shazam gift card in the See the Sights Rewards debit card promotion. The more you use your First Bank Hampton debit card, the more chances you'll have to win. Don't have a debit card? Stop into First Bank Hampton and apply today. Member FDIC.